Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Chain series with Get On Bus. And today I wanted to talk about making a change in your life. Now, often we make little changes here and there, and sometimes they stick and sometimes they don't. Sort of talking more about habits. But I'm at a point, well, I have a theory, and that is that if you want to implement a change in something that you're doing or not doing, that you sort of have to make an all-over change. And what I mean by that is I like to break, and this isn't my sort of theory, I guess you call it. You can break life down into beingness, doingness, and havingness. So start, change, and stop. So it's a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's the power of three. So basically, if you're trying to change an action, which is the doingness, without changing your beingness or who you are, then it's not going to stick, and it's going to take effort to change. Same as if you have a goal, if you're not, which is a, like a havingness, if you're aiming towards a goal and yet you're not being in line or aligned with that goal, again, it's going to take effort. So at the moment, I'm actually trying to make a few changes in life. One of them is to get fit again. It keeps going in and out, and it's taking effort. So that's sort of telling me that I need to change my beingness. Sort of day 5, and I was exercising yesterday, and it was like just hang on a second, got my pickup. It was like trying to move through concrete or wet mud. And that sensation of hitting a wall. It was just hard. It was a lot of effort. And my mind wasn't really in the game, and I was fighting against that. And I feel like I'm just fighting against everything, and instead of things being easy, and I don't feel that's how it should be. Is it? Only because based on times in the past where I've really been that state of beingness, I've been in a good place, and things have been easy, and I was achieving my goals, but obviously I hadn't quite committed. Now, got another pickup.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Good luck today,
Sam.
You did an awesome speech. Thanks. Maybe got a few laughs.
Go to the comic era. So, a few years ago now, I managed to give up smoking. And that, not only did you have to go through the withdrawals and every sort of situation where you had had a smoke was a trigger. So every time you were in that situation or environment or that place, it would trigger that need for a smoke, that conditioned response. And in order to let go of smoking, I literally had to change who I was as a person. And like an ugly divorce, there was a, there was anger there. There was like sort of mixed emotions of letting go of this old part of me. Most definitely there was sadness, and I felt lost for, well, it was quite a few days actually, the worst of it. Obviously eventually that tapered off and I took on the new beingness of being a non-smoker. I mean, that's, I know that's a negative, but anyway. So, that's it. I think that's it right there. There's always two aspects to a thing. So you can go at the negative aspect and try and remove something, or you can power up the positive aspect, which is that whole positive thinking thing. Now, I think it's a bit of both. So you're always going to have resistance, and I think that's a good thing. I think you need resistance. And positivity on its own, you're almost negating that energy. And from my experience of, and I do this when I'm around sickness, if you negate that sickness, doesn't mean it doesn't exist, it's still there. So you're actually, you're still making it separate. So I think the idea is to do both, is allow it to exist and yet remain who you are at the same time. So there's still flow, there's still inflow and outflow at the same time. So if you haven't changed your beingness, then it can't flow. It can't flow into and through you and out of you. So it's going to stick somewhere. Same too, if how can you flow if there's no source? So it's going to be it's the wrong type of word, but a watered down energy, because it's not coming from the source of you. It's not coming from inside of you. You're generating it in an external field, so a field of doingness, and you're always going to have to keep charging that, because you're getting energy from outside of yourself. Hope you're following along. We're sort of delving into quite a few concepts at once, but there's no other way to do it. You sort of got to come at these things from a few different angles to get a more holistic understanding, and that is the basis of holism. Like, and that's probably why it didn't quite take off in mainstream society, is because we come at things from one way and we want that answer in that way. Whereas it just doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. You've got to come at things from as many different angles as you can to get a deeper and a more fuller understanding. Same as, you couldn't explain yourself in one sentence to someone else and that be a good representation of who you are. Someone has to actually hang around you for a while and get to know you and see all the different sides and aspects of you in order to fully understand you. So all these, like that, without naming it, what I just said then is a principle of energy, or is a principle of existence. And that same principle applies to different aspects of life, or different dimensions, or different expressions of life. So if we consider change from a flow perspective, and we consider change from an acceptance of the negative as well as an expression, so allowing the impression and powering the expression at the same time, it's going to enable a greater understanding of what we need to change, and we will see a clearer picture of how to do that. So it all gets back to, if you want to even make a small change, you sort of have to almost change your whole beingness to incorporate that change. It doesn't mean you have to reinvent who you are, but in a sense you almost are. You're sort of, or you're at least dropping a beingness that wasn't working for you in order to embrace a beingness that is working for you. So tomorrow I'm going to give you a more concrete example of what that means for me. I'm just about at the end of the point where I can talk without too much noise and without too much activity. But I hope that made sense. And to tell you the truth, making that change, and this is, it's exciting. It's like going to a new place. You're about to delve into a new aspect of yourself. Once you open that sort of possibility up, there's this new energy that sort of springs up from inside you. Maybe it's been locked there for a long time. But that energy is now able to be reflected, which I talked about in the reflection series. So that energy that comes out and it's reflected in your environment. So that manifests the things you desire. And also, once you open up, you're actually able to take on board life energies. I'm going to talk about that. That's another concept entirely, that whole reflection thing. And if you're interested, go and check out the reflection series. We sort of make an inroads into that concept. But it's all about flows. So if you can open up those inflows by assuming an aligned beingness with your goals and your desires and things you want to achieve in life, then you're going to see results and things are going to be easier and you're going to be able to implement change easier. Anyway, that's enough for me today. Like I said, my name is Darren Bennett. If you've come in halfway through this is Get On Bus, Series 2, Episode 2 of the Change series. You can check out my stuff at www.buildingstrongerminds.com, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.